We're up to the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Bet.
I use this bit, right?
And the Gemara had told us that if a person has to return an Aveda, so then he can demand, pay me back for my time. How much does he get paid back? So we say, let's say the guy, the Gemara is going to say that we evaluate. If he had a hard job, he'd work in a warehouse and he'd get paid 50 shekel an hour. How much would he agree? What's the? We don't say, okay, I'll pay him 50 shekel an hour for the easier job. We say, if you'd have to get paid 30 shekel an hour, 20 shekel, how much would it still be worthwhile for you to leave that job and do this easier job? And that's how much we have to pay. So that's the first halacha. The second halacha the Gemara is going to say is that we said in the Mishnah he could bring together a betin. He tells three people, look, I'm going to do him a favor. I'll take back his avedah, but I demand that he pays me for my time, the amount my time was worth. And he could do that with a court. The Gemara brings a story of Isur and Rav Safra, that they had a business together. And Isur sold his half of the business when Rav Safra wasn't around. So he brought together, so Rav Safra took him to Bezin because he didn't agree with the way he evaluated the business. So, I'm sorry, Rav Safra divided it when Isur wasn't around. And he had two witnesses there. Two witnesses to see what he did. He came before Rabbi Bar Avuna and he said, you needed to do it in front of a court. So Isur asked him, who said I needed a court? Who said I needed three? I did it in front of two. He told him from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if you're going to demand money from someone for returning the Aveda, whenever you're going to demand money from someone, you need a court present. So he said to him, you can't compare. In our Mishnah, he's demanding money from someone, he's taking something else. Here, I was taking my own object. I owned 50%. I wasn't taking something away from him. I was taking my 50%. So all I need is witnesses that I didn't cheat. So he told him, I'll prove it to you that when I'm taking my own object, I don't need a court. If you have a widow and orphans, and then you have the estate, they're going to take the money from the husband that died, right? So there's the estate. The widow, when she wants to sell, she doesn't have to do it in front of court when she wants to take what she needs. So he told him, no. Over there it says she doesn't need a special court. She could take a regular court of Hedyotot. But that's a proof to me. That even though she's taking her own money, she's taking her portion of the inheritance, she still needs a court. And that's the end of the Gemara. Now we have the next Mishnah. If someone finds an animal, the Mishnah says, in a refit, some kind of corral. So then he doesn't have to give it back to the owner. It's in a corral. If he found it in Reshut HaRabim, in public domain, then he does have to return it. What happens if he's a Kohen? And the cow is going in a bet kvarot, in a place, a cemetery where he's not allowed to go. So then he doesn't go in. He doesn't go in, even though the guy's cow is there. What if his father tells him, go? Or his father tells him, don't give back this avedah. So then the Mishnah says, you don't listen to your father. Even though we have mitzvah kibud avim, not when the father is telling us to contradict the Torah. The Mishnah then goes on to a different halacha. We have a mitzvah in the Torah. We have a mitzvah prika and teina. The Torah says, if you see your enemy, even your enemy, a Jew who's is a bad person, and you see him and his donkey is suffering under the load, rovetz tachat maso'o, so the Torah says, help him unload the donkey. To take the things off the donkey is called perika. And then the Torah also gives us another mitzvah of te'ina. If we see a person trying to put his things on the donkey, and he's having a hard time, so the Torah says we have a mitzvah to help him load the donkey. This Mishnah teaches us that even if you helped him load it and the donkey collapsed again, so you have to unload it. You helped him load it and then he needs his help a second time or a third time or a fourth time or a fifth time, loading or unloading, you have to help him. What happens if the person says, you have a mitzvah, I'm not doing anything, you have the mitzvah, take it off. The Mishnah says then you don't have to help him. The mitzvah is only to help him if he's going to do part of the work. But if he's not going to do part of the work, I don't have a mitzvah to help. What if he's not helping because he's an old man or because he's weak? So then I do have a mitzvah to help him. The Mishnah says the mitzvah is only to help him take off the donkey. But to load the donkey there, I don't have a mitzvah, which the Gemara explains it means I don't have a mitzvah to do it for free. If you want my help putting the things on top of your car or on top of your donkey, pay me for my time. Rav Shimon holds, no. Even loading must be done for free. Rav Yossi Aglili says, if he put on too much weight on the donkey, and that's why the donkey's collapsing, you don't have to help him. That's the end of the Mishnah. Rava says, now, our Mishnah says if you find it in a corral, so then you don't have to take care of it. Obviously. What's the chiddush? So it must be a mediocre case. Rava explains it has to be a case that on the one hand, it doesn't run away. But on the other hand, if it wanted to, it could run away. It's not a completely closed corral, but it's closed enough that he stays around there. But it's not a place where you'd want to leave your cow. So that's why you have to give it back. Rav Yitzchak says that it has to be that the corral is close to the city, close to where everyone lives. Because if it were far away from the city, yeah, then even if it weren't in the corral, you'd have to give it back. What would be if it's in Rishus HaRabim, if it were in the middle of town, not in a corral, then you'd have to give it back, even though it's in the middle of town. Some say that Rav Yitzchak said the exact opposite. He said, when do we say if you see it in Rishus HaRabim, you have to give it back? That's only if that Rishus HaRabim is outside the Tchum, far away from the city. And from here we'd understand that a corral inside the Tchum, inside the city, you wouldn't have to give it back that a corral, even if it's standing outside the Tchum, you don't have to give it back because it's in the corral. Yeah? Okay. We said if it's in a cemetery, you don't become Tamei. So we said even if the father tells him, he doesn't
listen. You don't become Tamei.
Right. You don't go into the cemetery to take out the cow. Right. And even if the father tells him to bring it back, he doesn't listen to his father because he's a kohen. He's not allowed to go into the cemetery. We have a special pasuk for this. The Gemara asks, why do I need a special pasuk? We have a rule in general that an asay is not zoche lo sase vase. A kohen has an asay and a lot asay telling him don't become tamei. And to return a lost object is just an asay. So why do I need a special pasuk telling me not to listen to my father, not to take it back? So the Gemara says, because the Torah says honor your parents, and the Torah equates it with honoring Hashem, just like Hashem could sometimes tell me do something even if it contradicts the Torah, I listen to Hashem, so too I might think if my parent tells me I have to listen to them, that's why I need a special pasuk telling me it's not that way, that I don't listen to my parents when they contradict the Torah. The Mishnah had said it's a mitzvah to help them unload the donkey but not load the donkey. So the Gemara explains that the idea is you don't have to load the donkey for free. And Rav Shimon says you do have to load it for free, but there is a mitzvah to help him load the donkey. We said that's really the Braisa, that the Braisa says that you to help him put the things on the donkey, to help him load the donkey, you could charge him money for. And Rav Shimon says, no, you do that for free as well. What's the root of their argument? Chachamim say, the Torah could have just told me you have to help him load the donkey, and I would have said if I have to help him load, certainly I have to help him unload. Kavahomer, because there the animal's suffering, it's costing him money. Why did the Torah have to tell me prika as well? To tell me that the prika you must do for free. Rav Shimon says I agree with your logic, but the truth is that it's lo mesayme. The psukim aren't a clear indicator which pasuk's telling me to load, which pasuk's telling me to unload, and that's why I needed both psukim. Lo mesayme, yeah. Okay.
Lo mesayme, is it conclusive?
Yeah.
Transition?
It's not like mesuyam. It's not.
Not conclusive. Okay.
It's not defined.
Okay.
So. Rava says from all this discussion, now we're up to the second side of the page. I can understand that Tzar Bali Chaim is biblical, and the rest of the page goes back and forth whether Tzar Bali Chaim is biblical. Because we're short on time, I think we'll start learning the Daf. Okay.
A couple of water. You want a couple of water?